Episode 24.
Ico Citragon.
Ico
Citragon.
You be bad listen. Okay.
Simply okay. Put,
all right.
24-sided polygon is okay. Called an Ico Citragon.
Where did you find this stuff at?
Google.
What make, you know what I'm saying? Okay, what
like, I have no idea. At the time, whatever I'm going through at the moment,
okay,
I'm flowing with that.
That's better. Right. That's usually how it is with creators.
Right.
Your art reflects what you're going through at the time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
A lot of times I'll be sitting there and nothing will come to mind. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, once you get flowing and that, you just get going and there's a, you get one idea and boom, there you build on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Frankie Beverly.
Yeah, man.
He deserved it. Icon. Legend.
Goat. One of the goats.
Goat.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, goated.
Definitely.
A goat of his generation.
He was one of my first concerts, man. I saw him in Minneapolis, and then I saw him the first Essence Fest.
I never met him in person, but I the things I heard and the pictures I've seen, he was a people person.
Right.
So he was very down to earth.
If New Orleans adopted him as his favorite son and Philly,
guys, you know, those, that says a lot.
You got to be
those
down.
Those are hard crowds.
You got to be down.
Philly is a hard crowd.
Right.
How is Philly called a city of brotherly love? They the hardest people to get along with. You talking about an oxymoron.
So when they love you, they love you.
But, man. They will boo the Sixers. They'll boo the Eagles. They'll boo the Phillies.
They threw a Santa, snowball at Santa Claus.
Man, they don't care. They are, what's the hockey team name?
The Flyers.
They'll boo them
too.
They'll
boo too.
Well, look. So rest in peace, Frankie Beverly.
Yes,
so
rest in peace.
Icon and legend, man. Dude, Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp.
Let me just dig it in.
Let me say this. I'm going to say this. The reality of it is, the fact is, he either whether it was staged, because I heard it was staged, I heard because it's hard to go live on IG without going through the motions.
Right.
You can't just throw your phone and it goes live on IG.
Right.
That
maybe
that,
I heard maybe he was trying to film it, but then it was on Instagram Live. Like he was trying to film it and then it went Instagram.
You had to hit the app. I'm sorry. Right. You have to hit the Instagram.
I don't have Instagram, so I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you have to hit. I'm informing you.
Okay.
Have to hit the Instagram. For it to go Instagram live,
right.
You have to hit the Instagram app. You can't go from recording, like a recording on your phone and then oops, hit the. No. You got to hit the app. You have to go through the motions like you do with Facebook when you go Facebook live. You don't just boom and then you go. You have to go to steps, which proves you took steps to go live. I'm sorry, Shannon. But.
I agree.
Let me state the obvious or something nobody's talking about. Right now, Shannon Sharp is the greatest 50-plus hero man in the world for the 50-plus group. What? He put it down for the 50-plus. Let me talk about what ain't nobody else saying.
He was grunting.
Facts. But his confidence her response.
Facts.
Okay.
Yeah. She was getting it.
He's 55.
She wasn't faking that.
No. Mm-hmm. He's 55 plus.
Right.
Let me be more specific. He might be 56 like me.
Yeah. I just recently saw him too. How ironic is this now? He's in a ED ad for erectile dysfunction. Come on now.
Okay,
that wasn't pre-planned. The 2-3 days after the thing dropped.
Goodness.
Come on, Shannon.
Shannon.
Come
Don't
on,
do
Shannon.
That to us, Shannon.
Come on,
nah,
Shannon.
Shannon. All right.
You go, we're going to wear him out all day. We go, listeners, we're warning you. Wear Shannon Sharp out.
with that being said,
let's have some theme music.
Goodness. Yep.
Woo. Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, aka Still a Nation since 1976.
And you know why I'm off the field, Coach. It's the Yoda Man since 68. We back in the building. What up, Coach?
Well, Coach. So we got an audible. Tallulah. We got an audible. All right. What other celebrities are known for a famous sex tape or public sex incident? Since we think Shannon did this on purpose.
What who else? Celebrities. Okay. Oh, that's
Kardashian.
Easy. Kardashian
comes to mind.
What's her name?
Pam and Tommy Lee. That was the most famous.
Really?
You never seen that one?
No.
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue and Pamela
Anderson.
There
was another female too that was an actress, redhead. I can't think of her name right now. It slipped my mind, but she was known for that too. Her sex tape. Of course, Ray J, who was with Kim Kardashian.
Right.
But you know what's crazy about that? Ray J. We just saw Ray J, who is Brandy's brother, right?
Correct.
He wants to be so relevant, so bad, but he's so Mr. Irrelevant. Even you would think with a sex tape that would get you up there. You had a sex tape with Kim, you should have clout. He still ain't got no clout.
Still ain't got no clout, right.
He's from L.A.
And he was always the second fiddle to his sister.
To his sister.
To Kardashian, to the girlfriend. Right. I mean, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Tallulah. I like that.
That's our audible.
Class clown.
Let's laugh.
All right. I did not look at these. That's my sister calling. I had to hit her back. I did not look at these. That's how we do on and off the field. So look, your family call at any time. That's how we need to do a black folks segment on when your family calls at the wrong time.
Right.
All right. So never buy a blanket from the Dallas Cowboys secondary.
Why?
They can't cover anybody. That's good. I like that.
All right. Why did Lamar Odom give Kobe Bryant a dollar?
Why?
Because Lamar Odom.
Oh my goodness. Why did Lamar Odom give Kobe? All right. What do you get when you mix human DNA and goat DNA?
What?
You get kicked out of the petting zoo. Facts. That's what you're going to get.
Okay. A fourth grade classroom teacher in New York asked her class, how many of you are New York Giants fans? Everyone in the class raises their hand except little Susie. The teacher says, "Little Susie, I noticed you didn't raise your hand. Why is that?" Little Susie responds, "Because I'm a Jets fan." "A Jets fan? Why on earth are you a Jets fan?" "Because my mommy is a Jets fan and my daddy is a Jets fan." The teacher doesn't like little Susie's answer. "That has no kind of logic. What if your daddy was a drug dealer and your mommy was a prostitute?" "Well, then I'd be a Cowboys fan."
That was good. You wearing the Cowboys out. What did Cinderella do when she reached the ball?
What?
Oh man, she gagged. That's horrible, bro.
Do you know why?
Was it only one ball? Why did you put one ball? Oh my goodness.
Do you know why a witch never wears panties?
Why?
More grip on the broom.
Oh, nasty, man. Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts. Let's go.
Okay, 24 is the number of carats in 100% pure gold.
Okay.
And did you know that 24 Sussex Drive is the official residence of the Prime Minister of Canada?
I've heard of that. Okay, I went to Canada a couple of times. I went twice.
With the Navy?
Nova Scotia, yes. I was in Nova Scotia.
That's near Maine, not too far from where I was.
Yeah, Nova Scotia, very nice.
Yeah.
Went twice.
Wow.
Yeah, man, we had a lot of fun.
Huh.
All right. Things that make you go,
all right, come on. Avocados, rice, and grasshoppers each have 24 pairs of chromosomes.
What?
Yeah.
Avocados, rice, and grasshoppers? Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get Wayne the Bounty Hunter on.
I hadn't warned him, man.
You didn't?
No. Oh, okay. I don't even know what he's doing.
Okay. You want?
No. Call him. Let's see it. Call him.
What if we call him and he right under? When he answers
this
the phone.
This is really organic, people. Because I did not prepare him.
What if we call him and when he answers the phone, we hear him say, "Bounty Hunter, free." He might. You never know. Let's see what we got.
I forgot to call him. Wow.
I'm going to start calling him Wheezy F. Wheezy.
Hello?
Wayne the Bounty Hunter. You know you're on and off the field. What's up, Wayne the Bounty Hunter?
Oh, man, I don't know what's going on.
Man, I'm sorry, Brain. I didn't warn you, brother. I'm sorry.
We invading your territory, man.
Yeah, I'm out here on the move, trying to get ready for funeral services. What's going on today?
Give us one, man.
Give us a quick story real quick, and we'll let you go. Give us a quick one.
Let's see, because I want to prepare. Let's see what I got going on here. One of the Bounty Hunter episodes, most of the time when we're looking for somebody,
uh-huh,
most of the guys used to surround the guy's mama house. I never did.
Why?
Because I surround your woman house. Huh?
That was a good one.
Barking away out.
Hey, bark your way out of here, Wayne. That Wayne about it, hold on. Wayne about it. Thank you so much, Wayne. Take care, man.
All right, then. I'll get back with y'all later.
All right, sir.
Take care.
Later.
Bye-bye. All right, later.
Wow.
Wayne about it, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. That was good to be on the spot like
to
that.
To be on the spot, yeah.
Wayne, I totally forgot.
Wow.
Oh, man.
It's been a busy week, man.
Hey. An ultimate segment. Here we go.
Segment.
Before we do this, I thought about I sung to her. Remember, yes. I sang to her?
I know.
That was good.
I know. We finna send it to her. We're going to post it on our Instagram.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. No doubt.
As the storm comes, power trucks lines up for work. So were the reminders of hurt, silently hoping that time has already reserved a moment to find each other again. Oh, yeah. The sky roars and rumbles as the wind begins to race. The gulf reveals as prayer becomes real. That's fire. What?
That was fire. All right. This is our Q&A segment.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, boy.
How many letters are in the Greek alphabet?
24.
Oh, you know what?
You put them on that.
Wow.
Yeah, he gave me the answers, y'all.
I'm really messed up, man.
All right, go ahead.
Hey. How many hours in a day?
24. Come on, buddy. Come on. What do you think you're going to fool me? Come on. Bring it on, buddy. I'm ready. You got to fool me? Come on, buddy.
All right. What was the 24th state to join the United States?
Missouri, buddy.
How many ribs are in the human body?
24, buddy.
And what's the term for the 24-hour clock?
Military time. 24-hour clock, military time. You thought you was going to... Here's... Ooh. Here's the WNBA segment. Oh, yeah, Archer Wilson. I like how that sounds. Archer Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces. Ooh, that really sounds good. It sounds really kind of slippery when you say it. Las Vegas Aces. That sounds slippery. It becomes the single season scoring leader in WNBA history. Ooh, pretty slippery. And we are coming into the final. You know, that sounds like we're coming into these words. Makes it a WNBA segment. Final week of the WNBA regular season with the playoffs. Oh, see, listen, starting September the 22nd. Even that sounds slippery.
What, Barry White boy?
You give me everything. I got the Yoda moment too.
All right. Wow.
You give me everything.
Can I bring
mine?
You know what? I know what I did now. Wow.
Come on, buddy.
All right.
Hide it from me, though. I ain't looking at it.
All right.
And then you bring me my paper back. Hold on.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Woo! You're the moment.
All right.
I didn't look at it. I didn't. Even though Coach trying to get away. Go ahead.
All right, the 24th chapter in the Bible.
All right.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
And honestly, I can't even remember if I even read Jeremiah. I'm sure I read it, but I can't remember anything about it.
All right.
But it says that Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet.
Right.
Passionately pleads with the people to repent before the coming Babylonian captivity, but is ignored.
Right.
Tell me about
two things you said I want to point to both of them.
Right.
He's known as the weeping prophet for two reasons. One is for the nation. He was called a prophet called the nation. He was actually called as a little boy. Like the beginning of Jeremiah says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I called you as a prophet to the nation. So he was a little boy, like some people say eight.
Okay.
As young as eight. Anyway, he was a weeping prophet because of his sorrow for the nation and the condition of the nation. And also, on a personal level, God told him, Jeremiah chapter 9, he was already weeping for the nation. So God comes to him and says, hey, Jeremiah, I know you're sad, but I hate to break it to you. I heard your family plotting to kill you. You say your own family is plotting to kill you. They want to kill you.
Wow.
So that's sorrow. So that's why they call him the weeping prophet.
Okay.
Ignoring part. Now, it's funny that you bring up Jeremiah chapter 24 because it is in Jeremiah chapter 29 when they are in captivity. And he says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, he says this, right. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, thoughts of good and not evil to bring you to an expected end. Here's why he told him that. He told them that because they were in captivity. And they thought because they were in captivity that God didn't love them no more, that he forgot about them, and that the promises that he gave them, promised them, was gone. So what he said was, he said, I still know what I think about you. I still think thoughts of peace toward you. I haven't changed. Right. Just because I led you into captivity for this punishment, that don't mean I don't still love you. Okay. I still got plans for you. Even though you ignored my prophets, Jeremiah the prophet, you ignored him. Matter of fact, Jeremiah went into captivity with them, even though he ain't doing nothing wrong. And he had to so he could talk to them. Yes, so he had to. Imagine you ain't doing nothing wrong. Right. You had to go in captivity with a nation of people.
Wow.
You'd be weeping too. And then you turn around and find out your own family want to kill you.
Deep.
Literally. So that's what happened. That's why he told him. That's twofold. I wanted to address both of those things.
Sure, yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know why they call him the weeping prophet.
I didn't.
That's why.
Yeah.
Twofold. Yeah, man. Imagine that. Like, your desire for somebody.
Jeremiah, descendant of?
Is he
like through Abraham as well? Like,
well, he's with the Israel split as a nation.
Okay,
you had the northern and you had the southern.
Okay,
you had Israel and then you had the different tribes, but they split.
I got you.
So you had the northern tribe and the southern tribe. So Jeremiah was a prophet to the southern tribe.
Okay.
So you had so now they split.
I got you.
As they divided as a nation. So that's why one went into captivity and the other one went too. What's crazy is the southern went into captivity and the northern watched them. God told them, he said, look what happened to your sister. Look at where she going for doing what she doing.
Right.
If you don't watch it, you're going to do the same thing. And they went. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So that's why, that's the whole situation what happened in Jeremiah chapter 24. And like four or five chapters later, they locked up in captivity. So.
Yoda! Yoda!
I didn't look at it.
Yoda! 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 Yoda!
Even though Coach tried to give it away.
I slipped.
I didn't.
Tallulah!
Audible.
Okay, this was my original Yoda moment. But I was reading it and I was like, I need to fact check this.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to be my fact check.
Okay. All right, let's go.
So it says in Christian apocalyptic literature, the number 24 represents the complete church, being the sum of the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles of the Lamb of God.
Amen, I agree.
For example, in the book of Revelation, surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders.
Right, I agree. Now, Can I say, I want to say something.
Please, I'm asking.
All of this is true.
Okay.
Every bit of it is true.
Okay. In
the biblical system, numbers, mm-hmm. I learned about those. It's called pneumatology.
Yes, that's what it said on the search.
So pneumatology.
Right.
So, man, you got me so fooled right now. So it's called pneumatology, and I want to get this out right. The yeah. Holy Ghost will give me this. So watch this. So in the Book of Revelation, when you brought up about the 24 tribes and the, what they make, all of that is so true, right? Every bit of that is true.
Okay.
I want to bring up something that nobody thinks about.
Right.
John, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw this at you. John is who wrote the Book of Revelation.
Okay.
So he wrote it because Jesus showed him the future.
Right.
Now imagine, I want you to paint this, I want you to grasp
okay.
this.
Okay.
When you mention the 12 apostles, right?
Yes.
See, in the Book of Revelation, you say it's 24 elders around the throne, right?
Right.
12 of them represent the Old Testament.
Right. Okay.
Right? And the 12 tribes of Israel. Which okay. was the Old Testament. The other 12 were the apostles, the disciples. John was a disciple. John, he was a disciple. Watch this. He saw himself
being
in the future, sitting on sitting around the throne. Imagine if God showed
you. He was one of the 12.
Imagine wow. if God showed you the future and you saw yourself sitting around his throne.
Wow. And he wrote about
it.
That's fact.
Are you grasping what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are y'all listening? I know you kids.
That's bigger than calling the game winner and making it.
Man, listen. Imagine if God lets you author the last book of the Bible, right?
Right.
And he shows you the future. And in the future, when you say, hey, he said it's 24 elders around the throne. You like, okay, it's 24 elders around the throne. I see him. And then you still,
you see. Wow. That's a very
let
deep,
that settle in
deep moment.
That would
be a deep moment.
You talk so he has no doubt that he makes it,
right?
Not only does he make it, but he got a seat around the throne. He's one of the elders. What you say having a winning ticket?
Right.
Knowing you go.
That's like I know I'm gonna make this
shot.
Wrap
your mind around the fact that God let him see himself in the future sitting around the throne.
Right.
Crown on everything.
Bruh.
Come on, bruh.
Come on now.
That is amazing. And a lot of people don't think about that.
And you know, that deepness, that's a...
Listen.
You can't make that up.
You can't make that up.
Right.
And let me say this too. People don't understand the relationship that John had with Jesus. He's called the beloved. Out of all of the disciples, he's the only one that's called the beloved disciple.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
At the Last Supper,
yes.
The Bible says that they all were there around the table.
Right.
And that John was leaning on Jesus' chest. Watch this. That shows intimacy and worship. Because the Bible talks about God's bosom.
Right.
And how we rest on his bosom.
Right.
See, John was resting. The Bible said John was resting on his bosom. Watch this. When Jesus predicted his betrayer, this is how close he was with John. And they knew it. When Jesus said, one of y'all going to betray me. The Bible says all of the disciples leaned over to little John and say, ask him who it's going to be. Why would they ask John that?
Like ask him which
ask Jesus ask
which one of us
which
is it
one
gonna
of
be?
Us gonna betray
we know
him.
It's not gonna be him.
We know it ain't gonna be you because y'all too tight.
Right.
I wish I could preach, but I won't. Are you understanding this?
Right. Yes.
I don't know how. I don't know why we doing this, but we doing
of
it.
Of the 12 disciples, 11 of them
ask John to ask Jesus,
questioned.
"Is it me?
Right.
Check to see if it's me."
Right.
That's how because I know you locked in with him.
Ooh.
Man, let's go. First and 10. Say.
First and 10.
Listen. Y'all.
This is on and off the field with the sport podcast with the
purpose.
That's the purpose.
Oh, my goodness. And Coach, Coach O understands my passion for when we get to that type of stuff. So thank you for that. Thank you. First and 10 segment.
No doubt.
Main sports. All right. Main sports. The absence of the fullback in the NFL. I called you the other morning.
Right.
So me and my wife were sitting on the couch.
Right.
And I credit this to Miss Hesley. We got to give
her. She brought it up.
We brought it. It kind of simultaneously came up. She brought it up pretty much. And I was like, wow. And then she said, I gave you an idea for your show. I said, you know what? After I left, I called you. I said, you know what? The fullback.
Right.
So we can go as far back as, well, I'm just going to pick. Let's start Mike Alstein. And I'm not saying he's the best, but just a premier fullback.
Premier fullback? God, well, Mike Alstott.
Right.
I mean, but, you know, going.
We had a bunch of more. Man.
Rocky Blyer was one of my favorites.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Rocky Blyer was one of my favorites. I played fullback in high school.
You know, Franco Harris was the size of a fullback.
Franco Harris should have been the fullback, and Rocky Blyer should have been the tailback, but
Earl
it was the
Campbell
other way around.
Earl should have been a fullback. What?
Earl Campbell was bigger than most fullbacks. He was the... Craig Ironhead
Haywood, good fullback.
Yeah.
Good blocking fullbacks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember those?
Yeah. The guy from Dallas was pretty good to block for Emmett.
44. Wow.
Moose Johnson.
Right. Was it 44? Number 44? 47.
I'm not sure. 48 or something like that.
Yeah. All right. Moose Johnson was a good.
Yeah.
So, when I brought that up to you, your response was,
the football game's changed. You know, it's just a different game now. You got that fullback position is now a receiver,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a spread tight end.
Okay,
you know they're trying
to bring in an extra tight end.
You're trying to get more people out in space.
Right. So, do you run a two tight end set now?
So now, and exactly. So what you'll do if you want to run the ball, you have two tight ends as opposed to a fullback.
Set. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's why you're getting more penalties called on tight ends, I noticed, too. They have to be in this lineup or you know what I mean?
In a certain
right. Right. And they call it, too.
They
call one three times back-to-back on the same guy.
Right. You got to be lined up a certain position now.
They calling it tight.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good topic to bring up.
All right, third and short segment.
All right.
UC Berkeley, which beat Auburn last week, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. Don't do that, man.
The 24th largest college in the United States and also a new member of the ACC. They came in Auburn and beat y'all, man.
I know, man. And you know why you're doing this? Because Miami 2-0.
Yeah.
That's why you're doing it.
And we play Ball State.
We play Ball State,
so we about to be 3-0.
Beat the brakes on Ball State. Y'all about to
we might score 80 points.
Where y'all ranked now?
Either 10 or 11, depending on which publication.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Miami, hey. Who in the ACC can really take
that? We looked apart, man. Y'all said Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech already lost.
Well, I didn't say Georgia Tech. I never said Georgia Tech.
Okay.
I said that Clemson wasn't.
I think we are the class of the conference this year.
Clemson's not,
but they can win though. I mean, they're not a bad football team, but they're not on our level. I think our quarterback play is huge.
That's the difference.
It's the best quarterback.
You think y'all invested if y'all played them?
What's
play
that?
Clemson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all looking good. I got to give it to you. You didn't have to take that shot at my Auburn Tigers. We are horrible, dude. We're starting another quarterback today.
I hope so.
We are, man.
We talk about the quarterback play for Auburn last week was horrible.
Horrible, dude.
You can't win that way.
All right. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
We are what we eat. Let's talk nutrition. All right. I like that. Go ahead.
So you had actually called me the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I think I had called you a few days before that, we were in the store.
Right.
And we started to notice what people had in their cart.
Right.
What people were putting on the conveyor belt.
I seen.
And what they looked like. Not making fun of anybody, but it was just a correlation of
not healthy
things that they were eating. And
just not healthy.
The lady behind me, and again, she was fairly large, but I can't say if this was all for her,
mm-hmm.
but it was... you know, an overabundance of sodas.
Right. Which is not good for you.
Yeah, you had all these sugary cakes and pies and things of that nature. And I'm like, wow, you know.
You don't have to be big to be unhealthy either. You can be slim and be unhealthy.
Absolutely.
Slim people can be very unhealthy.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just that their metabolism is so high.
Right.
They pump the unhealthy stuff faster. It's just not building up. It's still not unhealthy.
Right.
They're just pumping it through the system faster. So, but it tends to add weight to you, though. The soda's, that adds the weight, you know. And so, yeah, I saw a young man that shouldn't have been as big, you know, as big as he was to be his age.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't good. And his dad was at the deli,
right,
getting 2 pounds of ham. That's not good.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's not good. If you want to eat it, do it in moderation. But that's all I'm saying.
That's right.
And the things that some of the stuff that I used to eat, I look at it now, man. I'm like,
whew. Same here.
I could see other people eating, and I'm like, oh,
it's
man.
It's a lot of things I can't believe I used to
eat. Dude, I tried oxtails one time, and I never try them again.
You don't like oxtails?
I suffered for 2 weeks. Greasy.
Oh, no.
Too greasy, man. Oh. I can't. It's too heavy.
Okay.
Oxtails are too.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, you know what I want to start trying? Deer meat.
Deer meat?
I heard
I
that
had
was
some
good
deer
for you.
Sausage once. It I heard was that really was good, good
for you. I heard deer meat was better for you.
I'm not sure, but it was really good. Although it was wrapped in honey bacon.
Oh, my goodness. So, oh, my goodness. So, good. So, look, before we move on, here's what I want to start. I got to cut dairy out. Like, I'm going to have to. Cut dairy out, like, almost totally. I want to start getting vegan mayonnaise or, like, avocado mm-hmm. mayonnaise. You know what I mean?
It actually tastes better, too.
Right. So, I'm going to switch.
You use almond milk? Organic?
I do almond milk, yes.
Organic?
Almond milk. And you know what I just discovered?
What?
Oat milk. My wife started buying oat milk. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oat milk with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yeah. Whoa!
What you talking about?
What you talking about? Warm that sucker up for about 15 seconds and get you a glass of oat milk. What? I'm talking about that. How we get on that right there? Like, but I really got to drive that home as far as like, because it gives me energy. I can't, the dairy, I cannot do it.
I only use organic.
Do you eat cheese?
Not as much. Just a little bit, like a sprinkle for egg when I do eggs, but that's about
see,
it.
See, it's got dairy in it. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
My body rejects it. And I'm glad. All right.
Blue bag music segment. All right. Grunt music.
Boy, you. Hey.
So when I walked in,
I got the video.
I had the music.
Yes,
playing.
Man.
So this is Sam Spence. He did a lot of the music for NFL films, and he also did it for Rocky. For Rocky to fly away.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sam Spence.
Listen, y'all. I got
great grunt music.
I got a
music.
Picture and I got the video. We want to get that published when we start dropping. All right. Sorry, not sorry.
All right. Sorry, not sorry. Okay. You cannot speak butterfly language with caterpillar people.
Oh, that's a fire statement. You can't speak butterfly language with caterpillar people. That's fire. Where you get that from?
Internet.
Okay. I'm gonna have to put that author unknown.
But you know what's I've also heard before too that when you have conversations with different types of people, it's a different language. For example, let's say you had someone who was very poor and uneducated.
Okay.
With someone who's fairly affluent and highly educated.
Mm-hmm.
And they both speak language.
Right.
The same language, English.
Okay.
Would they speak the same language?
No.
No.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's different levels of intellect.
Different levels.
Of intellect, you're right.
Exactly.
If
you're
lacking,
on level two,
one lacking.
It's hard to talk to a level five unless they're willing to talk down to you.
Yeah. And that's kind of condescending in a sense. You know, but let me say this. Here's a positive side of that. Let me find a silver lining in the cloud. So the Bible says we ought to be willing to condescend to those of lower estate, right?
Yes.
So you can, in order to educate that person, in order to bring them up.
Well, that's what it's for.
Right.
Exactly.
But to be condescending.
But to be, but to have that conversation.
No.
Pinning your life and your growth.
No, won't be able to. You won't benefit from it.
Exactly.
Right. God. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. A lot of people would get offended at that. They would.
Well, it's true, but it's facts. That's just facts of life.
But a lot of people would get offended. Yeah. You know, we live in.
You think you're better
world.
Than me?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. In a sense, in that area, I am.
Right.
Now.
Right. Right. Facts.
That's not being arrogant. Oh, let me move on. Cookie Monster voice. How does the Cookie Monster?
That's Gallo.
The Cookie Monster. Let me see.
Cookie Monster.
Counterterrorism agent Jack Bauer, first
the bad guys of the world. A day at a time, Cookie Monster. Trap deals with assassination attempts. Nuclear attacks, I sound like the Cookie Monster news reporter. Bioterrorism, torture, traitors, sleeper cells. Other bad guys in the alarming tendency for his romances to end badly, very badly.
Okay.
Oh, Cookie Monster. I don't know what that Cookie Monster was.
That was a news reporter, Cookie Monster.
All right. So I had an old man moment this week. Again, I think I had a lot going on this week. That's why I messed up on the deal. But Travel Through Your Eyes segment. Uh-huh. I chose Sydney, and I don't know why I chose Sydney. I had no idea. Like,
Sydney, Australia?
Yeah, Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
It was a 24 on some list, but I couldn't tell you what list it was. So anyway, Sydney is what we're going to talk about. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't. I've
been to Australia?
No, I haven't. I wanted to go to Australia. I haven't been
anywhere there. in that realm of the country?
No, no, I haven't. I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. I wanted to they call that Westpac.
Okay.
I wanted to get a Westpac tour.
Gotcha.
I never got on the West Coast. Period.
I see.
Cali and all those. That's in Australia falls on the West Coast.
So you was all on the East Coast.
Yes, I did places like Europe, up and down, Italy, Spain.
Gotcha.
Yeah, France. All of those, man.
Let's switch gears. Tallulah. You mentioned you was at that bar, topless bar. In Spain.
Uh-huh.
What was that? You didn't go into that. You had talked about this beer. You were talking about this beer.
Yes, 33 inches dry.
But then you mentioned you were in a topless bar.
Yes.
And I listened to the show and I'm
absolutely.
Like, did you say
yes.
He was in a topless bar?
All of the bars in Palma, Spain, to be particularly the city of Palma Nova, Spain.
Okay.
You hit Palma Nova.
It's you remember?
Yes. It's a province. It's
you'll
the city of Palma. Yes. Located directly off the beach, which is a new beach. Yes, it's called Palma Nova, Spain. I remember one particular night, me and my homeboy, we were at this club in smack dab in the middle of Palma Nova, dude.
Uh-huh.
Spanish everywhere. I'm 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
We dancing to the song Keep On Moving.
Oh, okay.
Don't
yeah.
stop. The hands of time.
Yeah.
We was jamming
uh-huh.
with these Spanish women. Jamming.
Right.
It's your time. Boy, you're taking me back now. So, yeah. So I want to tell you something else we did. And this is before. This is BC. This is before my marriage, before Christ. All mm-hmm. this. I'm 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We found out about this game called Smiles.
Smiles?
Yes.
Okay.
So you take a round table with an apron on it. It goes all the way to the floor.
Okay.
You got 12, however many. You got a group of guys, 5, 12, whoever your group is. They all guys.
Yeah.
Sit around. Make sure the apron's over your lap. One woman goes under the table. Shot glasses. Liquor. She goes around. And she, you know.
To everybody?
To do, yeah. Randomly.
Okay.
Yes. Now, the first one to smile has to take a shot. It's called Smiles. True story.
That was a good audible.
True story.
I bet. I know. I'm listening
to you. The first one that smile has to take a shot.
That's me.
We was all drunk when we left, dude. I'm 19.
Oh.
I'm talking about, you talking about the, people don't understand the scene in downtown Spain, like the club scene.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. Wide
it's,
open.
It's, it is, you know what? It's
and I bet coming from Mobile was even more
oh
like,
my goodness. Yeah. I had to pause. I had to pause to like, to inwardly look at myself and say, you're standing in the middle of downtown Spain and you're 19 years old with 7 more dudes than, and your family is, however, you know what I'm saying? in another country, and I'm 19, drinking sangria, blood,
living it up,
blood,
living it up,
yeah,
living it up,
yeah, and it's playing Smiles.
Wow,
we had to get from over there. And you know what? One of the things that they, because I went to France, been to France, and the women, like, if they really liked it, they would try to.
They're aggressive.
Yes. Yeah. They want to come to the States.
Right.
I come with you to the United States.
Yeah, they're very aggressive.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. One of them called my mama's house. My mama said, boy, don't you did God call him from France? What a good name they call him from France, fuck.
Hey, we will.
Let's go, man. All right.
Relationship.
It's all about the relationship segment. All right. How do you first unlearn what was taught or done to you? Golly, man.
That's a deep question.
What you doing? Wait a minute.
That's a deep question.
How do you first unlearn what was first taught or done to you?
And let's just, you don't even have to go that deep. Let's just. We just talked about health as wealth, the nutrition. What do we eat is usually what's taught to us.
Yes.
And so now as we grow older and we develop our own eating habits, think of how hard it is to change and get rid of certain things that we've been used to. How long have you been eating, you know, whatever? And then now you're trying to say, okay, now I'm going to do better on
I guess the answer, the short answer is,
and that's the light side. We can go emotions.
Right. The short side is progressively change it, progressively a little bit at a time. How do you change it? A little bit at a time by going the other way.
Right.
You know, I heard an old lady tell me one time. She said, "Baby, you're only 180 degrees away from right."
Yes.
Yeah. I said, "Wow." Yeah. All you gotta do is turn around. All right, so that was good.
Yeah.
I got to start posting these on my Facebook page.
All right, the On and Off the Field book club.
Go ahead.
All right, this is The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri.
Okay.
In this epic poem, the protagonist embarks on an extraordinary journey through hell, purgatory, and paradise.
Yikes.
He encounters various historical and mythological figures in each realm, witnessing their eternal consequences and earthly sins and virtues. The journey serves as an allegory for the soul's progression towards God, offering profound insights into the nature of good and evil, free will, and divine justice.
That's interesting. Is that what does it say? What's the term they use? Is that fiction or nonfiction?
This would be fiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's fiction.
It's not real.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Reason I asked you because he mentioned hell, which is real. Purgatory, it is not real.
Well, it's a.
I know what you're saying. I was trying to see, was it nonfiction or fiction? That's why I was trying to see which angle.
Yeah, he's just trying. It's basically his.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's
very deep.
Wow.
Yeah, very deep.
That's a good. Wow. That's a good discussion.
Yeah. It's just a thought provoking.
I like that.
Very thought provoking.
It's got me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Very thought provoking.
Quote of the day. You'll be amazed at what people think about purgatory, too. And but we need to go into that.
Okay.
That's real, for real. People, big money. Okay. Purgatory talk is big money.
Okay.
Quote of the day segment. It's no use going back to yesterday because I was a different person then. I like that.
Tallulah.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you can miss it. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I like that.
That's your slogan. You better live.
Wow.
If you think about it.
Right, it is. Life. Ah.
That's your slogan.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while,
you better live.
Wow, you better live in the building.
Right?
YBF Fit coming real soon. Shameless plug.
So when is it going to start?
Probably, I'm shooting for like October.
Okay.
Yes. I'm already doing the training.
Okay.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'm going to start doing the calisthenics, advanced calisthenics too. Okay. Or just beginner calisthenics, intermediate, and advanced.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You know how we talk all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
All right. The off segment.
Dude.
The number 24 is about aligning your heart with the actions, finding a sense of balance and peace, and enjoying the beauty of life. It's a hugely spiritual number and one that encourages high vibrations, awareness, and trust and the beautiful journey ahead.
Dude,
the I'm not, segment.
I'm not sure that that's pure. I got a few things to say. All right. Hey, man. Describe your favorite taco, man. Is it beef, man? The chicken?
I think shrimp.
Is it shrimp,
I think
man?
It's shrimp.
Describe your favorite taco, man. You want a Coca-Cola? To go with your taco? Well, describe your favorite taco.
Chicken. I like shrimp and or fish tacos.
Okay, no, mm-hmm. Fish taco. You know, I had my first fish taco in Panama City.
Really?
Had the fish on it and with the black beans.
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah.
Black beans are a delicacy.
I love those.
You like black beans?
Yes.
I got hooked on them in Brazil.
Okay.
I ate them every day. Every day.
Right.
Dude. So right. Good stuff. Yep. All right.
All right. Life moments. Blowing horn story. So this happened to me this week. So I'm at the light and the light turns and I'm like, okay, why don't this guy go? You know, I'm like, so I just gave him a light tap. Light tap. So as we're driving, I'm thinking, what is wrong with people not paying attention to get on the light? The very next light, I get to daydreaming about something. And they blow the horn on me. You know, you gotta, right back. Just like that. Karma. Karma. Just like that.
Black folk segment. See, that's kind of stuff black folk do, what you just did. What shows come to mind when you think black culture? For me, right off the bat, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Martin, and Living Color. The Cosbys.
Cosbys. Definitely the Cosbys.
I got a quick question for you.
Yes.
If they were the Huxtables, who was the Cosbys?
Well, I can explain.
Well, first, before you explain, why did you feel the need to laugh?
Because I was thinking of Bill Cosby.
If they were the Huxtables.
I was just thinking of Bill Cosby, period.
It was Claire Huxtable.
So the show, Bill Cosby was the actor, mm-hmm. but the show, the characters were the Huxtable family.
The reason I ask is because it makes you think, just like it does. You just did.
That's right, right, right.
All right. Is this a final drive?
No, green flag segment.
Green flag. There you go.
Change is very hard, but necessary. Right. I remember a picture of a goldfish jumping out of a crowded bowl. And into the air of another bowl, which has more space, thus creating more space for the goldfish. You have to leave your comfort zone. Jewish voice. No, right. Seriously, it was a goldfish in a crowded bowl, and it jumped out.
Okay.
So the picture is showing the goldfish in midair, jumping into the other bowl, which is better.
Okay.
But think of it, how hard that is for a goldfish
to
jump out of a bowl into another bowl.
Right.
Change is hard.
Ooh, that's good.
Yep.
Helpful hint segment.
Yep.
Never get into a stranger's vehicle. That'd be an Uber, Lyft, taxi, shuttle before you do this.
Look your driver in the eye.
Right.
And then find out who he or she is.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's the first thing.
That makes sense. Y'all listen to that.
Their eyes will tell you all you need to know right away.
Right off the bat.
Before you get in that car, it might be too late.
Now it's the final.
Now!
All right! Woohoo! Fill in the blank.
Okay. So this you got to do in the Curtis Mayfield voice.
How do I do that?
Curtis Mayfield?
Say.
Super.
Come on.
Super
fly.
You know Curtis Mayfield.
Curtis Mayfield. I thought he had the song.
That's an artist. He's an artist.
Oh, what song? Ain't Curtis Mayfield got a song?
He got a whole bunch of songs.
Which one? The Hang All. Is that him?
What?
Hang All the Mistletoe. Who is that? get to know you better this Christmas. Is that Curtis Mayfield?
That's Donnie Hathaway.
Donnie Hathaway. I'm getting it mixed up. All right, come on. All right, Curtis Mayfield.
Okay, we're gonna do this again. We'll go back. Tallulah. The first thing I was gonna have you do was scream it. So let's do that. You scream it.
Okay.
Oh, fill in the blank.
Oh my God.
You got the music. We got the music, right?
The harp?
Yes. Blank is the reason for the season.
Jesus!
The Romans crucified
Jesus!
Blank was Mary's son born in the manger.
Jesus!
Jesus is Spanish name for
Jesus!
Blank performed miracles.
Jesus! Okay, that was good. Pet peeve segment.
Pet peeve.
Is there a pissed off carpenter riding around dumping nails? Oh, man.
Dude, I got my rear tire changed twice in 6 months.
You know what? So sometimes you have a season where you just catch nails. Because I had that. It's like it was somebody. I thought somebody was picking on me.
That's what I said.
I seriously was looking at them. I'm like, is somebody putting...
Let me tell you what I do, man, when I walk. If I see I'm a nail on the ground...
I can tell how you...
When I see a nail on the ground, I pick it up and I throw it on the grass so nobody won't get hurt. Mm-hmm. So when I got the nail in my car, I'm like, Lord, why am I picking up nails and you flattening my tire? That's not supposed to happen to me, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah, oh, my God. Sex doctor.
Sex doctor. Right. Sex position number 24.
Right. Is called the gorge.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, this is when the woman lies on her back. Mm-hmm. She's on a pillow. Mm-hmm. And her legs are lifted up together like she's almost going to flip her legs all the way over. Mm-hmm. So she's holding tight, like almost like a gymnastics position.
Gotcha.
The man is in a kneeling downward dog position with his hands on her thighs,
slightly
pulling her vagina area open to place his face.
I wasn't ready for that last sentence, man. I really was not ready for that last sentence. And that's... Sound more like it should be named Yolin in the Canyon. Yolehu. Truth or dare? I get the juke. Oh, man. No,
this tongue twister.
Truth or dare? Do I have to? Oh, tongue twister? Okay, my bad. I flipped. Look.
Now, you know what, man? I done messed the whole thing up. Yeah.
Here you go, tongue twister. I got twister right here.
Okay, go.
All right, tongue twister?
Go, yeah.
All right, oof, man. Toy boat.
What you have to say, toy boat from slow to fast.
Huh?
You have to say toy boat.
Toy
boat.
Boat.
But say it slow, start slow, and then go fast.
Toy boat. Toy boat. Toy boat.
Hey, God, you silly.
All right. Who we got? Truth.
You want to do all right, truth or dare.
All right.
Okay.
Which one are you going to pick?
Have you ever had, what do you want?
Have you ever had an imaginary friend?
No, I have not.
Do you know what IF stands for?
IF? No.
Imaginary friend.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, it's facts.
See how I did that?
Okay.
Hey, all right, voice segment.
All right. Announce Shannon Sharp coming into the bedroom and the Instagram scene in the Las Vegas boxing announcer Michael Buffer's voice.
Ah!
hailing from Denver Broncos, 6'4", tight end, a menace in the bedroom. Shannon, let me put it in. Sean, let's get to humble.
Oh my goodness. You got coming out of the tunnel segment.
Yeah, coming out of the tunnel.
All right.
Okay.
Tua turned the ball over, man. Yeah, that's his name.
That's his name. Tua turned the ball over. Josh, it might happen, Allen.
You might know him as Josh Allen, or I might know him as Tua Tagovailoa, but we know him as Tua turned the ball over.
And Josh, it might happen, Allen.
Hey, then we got Tyreek face downhill.
Shannon, stick it in sharp.
Oh! Deshaun, happy endings, Watson.
Dak, regular season Prescott.
All right, versus segment.
Fried chicken.
Versus baked chicken. Baked chicken. First preference, baked chicken. Now, I will fry chicken in canola oil or, like, you know, olive oil, but baked all day.
Has that always been that way?
No, I used to use regular grease.
No, I mean, like, starting from your youth, were you more on fried chicken? Because I know baked chicken now because you're healthy.
Right, it was more fried chicken when I grew up.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Shoot, man. Cooking it ain't going to get it. Hearts, all them grease pits.
I used to eat cold chicken in the morning.
Oh, no, ain't no way.
Yeah.
No way. Living I won't, dead I can't.
In fact, now I know, talk about being diabetic. I used to take the white bread, take the cold piece of chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
And take some Texas Pete hot sauce on there. And that was breakfast.
I'm getting indigestion listening to you. But you got a lard IV?
It's facts.
That's a lard IV.
Man, cold chicken. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Comics and cartoon segment.
All right, who sung Crambone on Tom and Jerry? You remember Crambone?
Crambone. I don't know. Who sang that?
Uncle Picos.
Oh, wow. I just right there. You was giving me that. Right. Uncle Picos. Would you rather sing?
All right. Would you rather?
As a woman, I ain't never been a woman. Would you rather have been caught on Instagram having sex with Shannon Sharp or Ocho Cinco? Oh, bruh. So you want me to answer that?
Well, I mean, you're not a man. You're not a man, but
I am a man.
Thinking of a woman, what woman? What would you think?
I think they probably rather get Shannon Sharp because Ocho, he looked like a hot dog. he looked like a hot dog, bruh. Oh, he does. He looks like a hot dog. He got no hair, nowhere, no facial hair. He bald head. He does, dude.
Ultra to get it together.
I'm saying it ain't look bad. I'm just saying he don't look bad. He just look like a hot dog. Right. So yeah, so I think they probably Shannon Sharp.
All right, what if this is our what if segment?
What if
Larry Bird and Caitlin Clark played Magic Johnson and Angel Reese in a game of 2-on-2 basketball?
I think that Magic and Angel beat them.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good matchup. Oh my goodness,
that'd be a good game.
That's preference. I'm a dial back.
Yeah,
that's preference.
Why you said that?
Yeah, because I mean, hey, because it could go either way. That's debatable. I'm not going to say who will win.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have to dial back.
Facts.
Yeah. Facts. Red flags. Someone quick. Oh, man. Quick to anger, dude. That is. Oh.
That's bad news.
You know, and I asked God to help me with that, too. My wife don't like to hear me. She don't like when I get angry.
Well, I mean, angry is not something that we any of us feel proud of at the time.
I'm definitely never proud of my anger. Yeah.
I got angry a lot lately, you know, after, you know, Mary's passing. Mm-hmm, I noticed a change in my demeanor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you work on that.
Right.
You know, you pray, move slow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. Tallulah.
Tallulah. All right, whenever you hear, let me just stick it in.
Wait. All right. Never have I ever segment.
Okay.
Make a horse sound for yes, I have. A pig snort for no, I have not. Never have I ever had a negative bank account balance. Never have I ever played strip poker. Never have I ever been arrested. You never been arrested? Never have I ever been expelled. Never have I ever stolen anything. Never have I ever gotten a hickey. Never have I ever been fired. Never have I ever dated someone older than me. Never have I ever dated someone younger than me. Okay. Animal Planet segment. You got to, I want to hear you do it.
Oh. We are eating wabbits. What type of wabbit was Bugs Bunny? Bugs Bunny was a hare, which was a long-legged rabbit. Elmer Fudd.
Yours is, I don't know if that's an Elmer Fudd. He must have,
I got to work on my Elmer Fudd.
COVID.
Yeah.
And now your Los Angeles Lakers. Oh. And now your Los Angeles Lakers starting lineup. By my scar from Arizona State University. Dan Worthy from University of North Carolina. Karen Bell from Santa Clara University. Maya Johnson from Michigan State University. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. From UCLA. All right.
Okay, this is the game segment.
All right.
So I'm going to say the word, mm-hmm. and then you have to say the word that comes to you, and I will say the word that comes to me.
All right.
Back and forth. Okay. Hot dog.
Football.
Walter Payton.
Running back.
Franco Harris.
Super Bowl.
Champions.
No, how you gonna do that? Lakers.
Basketball.
Michael Jordan.
Bulls.
Scottie Pippen.
Sidekick.
Vehicle.
Porsche.
Speed.
Fast.
Tyreek Hill.
On the floor, handcuffs by the Miami police.
All right. Best gangster or mafia movie? Godfather.
You think Godfather?
I think Godfather got to be goated. Name another gangster movie better than Godfather.
So you got Godfather 2.
I'm saying the Godfather
Goodfellas.
Series. You can't Goodfellas better than Godfather?
What's the other one with Al Pacino? He was undercover. Johnny Depp was undercover.
Oh. Blow is another good one.
Blow?
Blow is a good one. But
Scarface?
Scarface. Scarface and Godfather got to be.
1-2?
Yeah.
Okay.
1A, 1B.
1A, 1B.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Family Feud segment.
Okay. Just turn it over because you.
All right. Just turn it over. All right.
Okay. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about.
The sun.
Number one answer.
All right.
I did not look. Number one answer. Right. Name something that gets passed around.
A joint.
Number one answer. Name something that can be inflated or deflated.
A basketball.
No. Actually.
A mattress. Okay.
Balloon is the number one answer.
I thought I'd say that.
Yeah. Tire, number two.
Okay.
Yeah. Beach ball. They had beach ball for some reason.
Okay.
Name a place you stop going to when you're broke.
The club.
Restaurants.
Okay.
Bar or nightclub is actually number three.
Okay.
All right. Name something people swap.
Phone numbers.
That's number two answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Clothes, shoes was number one answer. Mm-hmm. I actually swore this. Mm-hmm. Tech segment.
All right, let's go.
All right, don't forget to like us and follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. We are now on YouTube. Check us out on our page. You can listen to us on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, and of course our website on and off Duffield with a DA.com.
This has been episode number 24. What's the name of it?
Icositragon.
Ico in the building.
In the building.
Episode number 24, coach.
Yeah, episode 24.